Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in on this wonderful evening tonight, Prophecy Night. I'm your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. I pray that everybody was doing well and all is going well. I was actually dozing off, but the Lord did get me up so that I can be here for you all. I want to first say that the lineup for April of this year, 2006, here on Prophecy Night, we'll have other prophets every Friday for the month of April only that will speak the word of the Lord over your life and concerning what God is doing in this season for you. That's the month of April. And also, if you miss any of my segment shows, you can retrieve all archives for my segment show at Blog Talk Radio /Prophecy Night, and that'll take you to my page here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen to any days that you miss. Another thing I want to mention, if you're listening via internet, I'm trying to get the people from the internet to call into the show because the numbers of those that are listening via computer pretty much balance to the amount of people in the switchboard, or if not greater. So the number to call in is area code 347-884-9664. I want to open up the switchboard to area code 860. Oh, God bless you. And how are you on this evening?
Hi, how are you?
Yes, how are you doing?
Good. It's my first time listening to the show, so I just don't know how you channel or do your reading.
Well, all things here on Prophecy Night is not done of myself, but is done of God, who has greater power, and through his spirit that speaks through me. That's the word that is released out to those that do call into the show.
Okay.
Was there anything specific?
I just was, do you have, can you do a general reading by any chance or no?
I do private sessions, but it's not as if I was doing private session as a psychic or anything like that. You would still get the same thing that you get here on the radio. The only difference, it will just be private.
Right, right. Well, I just kind of wanted to know the message for the day or what's in my field regarding prophecy and wealth.
Right, concerning your life with prophecy and wealth, you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, here's the question I have to ask you. What is your source of income right now? What type of work
right
are you doing?
I'm my own sole proprietor. So I'm a healer. So it's
okay.
Okay.
Well, I do believe that God does use people for specific things in this world to help other people.
Right.
But I do believe that all things should be done for the kingdom of God. But if some people don't even know anything about God, some people just do the gift, do the calling, and take credit for themselves. I don't, because I won't be able to talk to you if I didn't have them on my side. So what I want to say to you, because and I'm going to be very honest with you, and I don't need you to take this to heart, but there's just a slight imbalance. And what I mean about an imbalance, even though you're channeling is what healing, or you're channeling maybe as a psychic doing reading, general reading, or whatever it may be, unless I can bring you together under the Spirit of God, there's going to be a separation. So now my second question is to you, if I give you the word of the Lord, can you connect to the spirit from within me. Because if not,
absolutely,
you're going to have an imbalance.
Yes. Yes. Well, I'm not a reader anyway, so, but I do like Reiki work. So, but I see what you're saying,
Right.
Yeah.
But are you able to connect to the Spirit of God that's within me? That's the second question I want to ask you.
Yes.
But you just, okay. If you say that you can connect with the Spirit that is within me, then I would say to you that you have to set yourself in the position, if your walk is going to be healing, walk in sufficiently with that gift and do it, not because you know how to do it because God has given you that gift to heal people. So you have to work more in that area in this season. Sit down and figure out how you can connect with people so that they can connect with you so that you can do and work in the distant area that God has given you.
Okay. And that makes total sense. I get exactly what you're saying. Okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
Because I get and I say psychic because in the sense that when you look at a person that does, let's say, tarot cards, whether they do crystals, whether they do the ball reading or whatever that they do, none of these things, and I have to tell you like it is, none of these things are for the kingdom of God. But I do believe that there are some people who cannot identify their gifts and they work in that area of a psychic or whatever you want to call it, and they miss out on the true meaning of the gift.
Right. No, I know exactly what you're saying. Yes.
Right. So that's for all those that are listening. And I know you say you don't do psychic work, but you have the capability of doing it. You know,
oh, really?
I
had no idea.
The only difference about that is not set up for the kingdom of God. So anytime I come in connection with a psychic, if that's what they do, I respect what they do, but I always tell them the truth. They have the choice of the decision of what they want to do. So that's why I brought that up. Okay? Because I do get a lot of people that are psychics that do call into the show, and I tell them the same thing. Well, let me say the last one, I had to message her, but still, she enjoyed the show, and she was amazed by what I know, and didn't have no tarot cards, didn't have no crystals, didn't have nothing.
Right, sure.
You know, right. So it is my prayer that you would take the word of the Lord for your life and for yourself.
Yeah.
And that you can work greater in the gift that he has given you. Because right now you're not really working it like you should.
You know what I hear you saying? Also, not only, of course, connecting with God, but connecting with my heart, the authenticity of part of it, and sharing that piece with people. That's what I feel now.
Yeah, in order for you to do that, you would definitely have to get connected with God. And not everybody is prepared for that, but the greater power, the greater anointing is greater, really, than those of a psychic. Because how the word is released is that a psychic is not someone that foretells. Though a psychic can prophesize things to come, but it's just amazing how the power that is used by God through the prophet, which I consider myself to be, operates very powerful.
Right, and I could feel your connection, and I it's interesting because I am very intuitive with my loved ones and my friends, and that's how I want to keep it. For me, that works because the purity of it for me kind of fades away when I just don't feel right. This doesn't feel right to charge people for that.
Well, listen. This is where you get back into it, because I have the same problem as a prophet. The moment you tell someone to sow a seed, the first thing they say is that you're trying to tell me you have to pay for God's word. Well, first of all, the word of God holds greater value than any dollar. Just like a psychic has to live, pay bills, a prophet has to live and pay bills. Though God say that he will make provision for the gift, that did not say that if we see in an area that we can be a blessing and that blessing can be unto us, I'll ask the Holy Spirit what to charge that person. And remember, it's not for the word, it's for my time.
Yes, that's true. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yes.
Right, because my time is not to me, my time is to God.
Right.
Okay, so that's why I say in the beginning, yes, I do private sessions, and some people prefer private sessions than on the air, and I can respect that. And whatever I would say on the radio, I would say in a private session. The only thing, nobody is hearing it, but you and me and the good Lord above.
Right, right, okay.
So,
well, thank you for clearing everything. I really feel more grounded, and you've answered a lot of questions that I didn't know I would be even asking, so to speak, through my soul.
Right, so, yeah. Right. So until you get connected, so you get connected to God, which has the greater power,
yep,
in your gifts and healing, you'll still be able to do it, but it will not be at a greater power than what it could be. So the choice is up to you. Okay?
Yes. It's also all about free will. I get you. Thank you so much.
That's it. God bless you.
All right. Blessings. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Yes. God bless you all. And I thank you all for just being patient. Very interesting caller. I do get the calls all the time. And one thing about me, as a prophet of God, you know, unless God tells me to speak to someone that's in the area as a psychic, I would speak. But sometimes the Lord just wants people to know that when you look in the area of a psychic and look in the area of a prophet, the prophet is called by God. So the prophet is on assignment as a mouthpiece for God. And not just a mouthpiece, but God himself can use whoever he wants. But one thing about a prophet, the prophet is not for the kingdom of God. Where you have people, they will pay a prophet, they'll pay a psychic quicker than they would sow a seed to a prophet. Yes, I'm going to say that. They would sow a seed quicker to a psychic and then a prophet. You could never pay for the word of God. You could never solicit the word of God. Sowing a seed is just blessing that prophet's ministry to continue to do greater work in the kingdom of God. So I'm glad this caller called in, and there's even more to it. I also want to say tonight that the Lord has given me something, and I just want you all to be patient. And the thing about it is my prayer that I still have it. I'm not sure that I do. But let me bless you all tonight with this. I'm going to do it right now. Let me just say area code 832 and area code 347. My two callers that call into the show, I believe, are both traveling. They both are on the road. So I'm not going to open the lines to them. But I'm going to give you what God is telling me to give tonight. And that caller actually set it up for you all to retrieve this, and those that are listening live and those that retrieve it in the broadcast. Let me just clear the air. Let me clear the atmosphere in regards to prophecy is not for sale. As I say before, too often I get calls, too often I get emails from people begging for me as a prophet to give them a prophecy. And in asking for that prophecy, the second thing they ask me what is my fee? Well, as I say before, first let me make it very clear that the gift of the Spirit is not for sale. You all listen to me tonight because I'm helping somebody. You never can put an amount on God's word, nor should anyone desperately try to solicit or even pimp a prophet of God. Now, there have been many occasions, as I say, that I have gave personal prophecy away from Block Talk Radio. But these prophecies, these personal prophecies, is by the leading of the Holy Spirit, first of all. So God is to speak on who he wants me to give a personal prophecy to. Because there's also, even today, a misconception, I believe, in asking for a love offering in change of a personal prophecy. See, prophets should not prophesy for money. I'm not prophesizing for money. I'm prophesizing because I'm on assignment on Block Talk Radio to release the word of God. But we can and we should financially support ourselves. Just as the caller was acting in the sense that, well, the moment she said channeling, I knew automatically that she was not speaking as a prophet, nor was she speaking about anything of the kingdom of God. But we should financially support the ministry of the gospel, which really include the ministry of the prophets. Now, prophets should not be trying to profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. However, from the gift that God gives to people freely, may receive an offering for laboring for Christ. Now, I know everybody want to hit on biblical scriptures, and I came prepared tonight because God never gives me nothing where it cannot back up in his word. Now, in the scripture, the Lord reveals his being displeased towards the prophets of Israel, that prophesied for money and spoke out against them. Now you could look on, you could go into Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 13. I'm not going to read it. You just take these scriptures and read it on your own. You could read in Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 25, and Numbers chapter 22 through 24. I got more. And 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. Now, unfortunately, it's not just the prophets that have been guilty of making this mistake, but there have been some who call themselves bishops, apostles, evangelists, pastors, teachers, all in to a false mindset that believes must first sow a seed or give an offering before that they can receive both the material and the spiritual blessing from God. Now, however, this teaching goes contrary to the gospel of Christ. Now, the Bible also makes it clear that the Holy Spirit is God's gift to us. Now, the gifts of the Spirit are just that, then a gift. How I want to say that. The gift of the Spirit are just that, a gift. This would also really include the gift of prophecy. Now, the point is that all of these gifts come directly from God, not the fortune teller, not the psychic. These gifts come from God, and it's freely given by him. Now, a gift is not truly a gift if we must pay for it. See, we do not have to pay the price, these blessed treasures, because Jesus himself have already paid the price for them. Yes. He made a sacrificial atonement All we must do is receive by grace and by faith. And I want to say, even though a prophet should not prophesy for money, again, the Bible teaches that the ministry should be supported financially and that they can receive gifts and offerings for their labor in the Lord. Now, this financial support is to help supply their physical needs so that they can serve the Lord freely without having to worry about financial burdens. However, it was not so that they can live a life of wealth. Listen to what the psychic says. She wanted to know about her job and wealth. So you all got to catch this. And Eve, while our brethren in church is burdened financially. Now, I'm going to wrap up and say this. We should not give any money to give to a prophet, and I'm talking about myself, in order to receive the prophetic word. But you should support the prophet's ministry, I should say, because he or she is serving for the Lord by preaching the gospel. And I pray that this help you, and may the Lord give you greater insight. Now, I know why God wanted me to clear that up in the atmosphere, because you all have to understand, everyone that comes in contact here for Prophecy Night, everybody, okay, how can I say it? Something is dropped on the broadcast from every individual that is connected on Prophecy Night. And it's important, and it just only shows how tuned in I am for him to show me what actually happened. See, you cannot really give a prophecy, a direct prophecy to a psychic, because the psychic will never see the things of God's way if they are not connected to God. Secondly, the prophet, the psychic is not for the kingdom of God. God don't need a psychic. God needs someone that he can trust with his word. Has God used a psychic before? As I say, God can use whomever he wants to use for whatever reason. But see, I thank God for the wisdom and knowledge that he has given me, because a lot of people listen to the call and say, well, wow, I never thought about all of that. See, you have to know your area. You have to know your territorial area. So that way, when things come in to your area, you would know if those things are from God or if those things are really for the other kingdom. And there's only two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God, and then there's the kingdom of darkness. There's only two kingdoms, okay? Though those kingdoms are broken down, but there's only two kingdoms. And you have to know, not your territory, the correct word is really, you got to know your geographical area. You have to know what kingdom is coming in, okay? But thank God that this caller was in tune with our spirit. There are people out here that has a gift of healing. And all of these people, God didn't send. Just like God say in Jeremiah. He said, who's these prophets that's prophesying? He said, I ain't never sent them. And then these false prophets, the word goes on to say that they was prophesying, but then they would give, quote unquote, a word from God, they ran. God knows who his prophets are. God knows who his true prophets are. God speaks for himself. I made it clear on this broadcast that I don't have any power of myself. None of this is possible without the help of the Holy Spirit. excuse me, I have people that I know today who have taken the gift that God has given them, and they have moved into the area of being a psychic. And a psychic is not for the kingdom of God. I'm sorry. There's nowhere in the word, really, where God say that he really used a psychic to do his will. The whole point of the matter, he wants us to have a relationship with him. He wants us to know who he is, because he paid. He paid a price on the cross, being crucified. But thank God that he rose on the third day with all power, so that you and I that is listening and you and I that is live with me will ultimately be able to share exactly what God has for us and be greater people at what we do. Now, I'm going to get on you all with this, and I'm going to close with this. How many of you that is connected live and retrieved this broadcast have went to a psychic before? Well, God say it this way. How many of you going to a psychic now? And you answer that for yourself. Because God is basically saying that we cannot make it into heaven with psychic ability. And this is not to diminish anyone. This is not to talk bad of anyone. This is to talk in a difference of the operational gift through the Holy Spirit that comes from a prophet. See, one thing about releasing the word of God, you are sure to it that it will accomplish the word that God has sent it forth to do. In fact, God's word could never hit the ground, because God's word is coming directly from him, sent forth to do what God has spoken for his word to do. See, a psychic cannot guarantee that. There are some psychics that can foretell things that has been true. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. And that's good in a sense. But remember, whatever is speaking from the psychic doesn't come from God. Because most psychics know about the kingdom of God. Well, first of all, there's a difference in knowing about the kingdom of God. And there's a difference, you know, in not being connected to the kingdom of God. And that's what you all have to understand, because you are quick to pay a prophet, to go pay for a prophet, not a prophet, a psychic. And then the moment the prophet opens his or her mouth for a seed, the first thing they say, you're not a prophet of God. How dare you charge me for the word of God? The word of God holds great value. You couldn't even put a dollar sign on how powerful God's word is. But then yet people dishonor prophets because they say, sow a seed. Okay, I heard somebody say, okay, well prophets, you got to understand that there's prophets out there that are taking people money. Yes, that's true. But you got to understand who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the true prophets of God. A false prophet is just another segment show. False apostle is just another segment show. You got pastors that solicit. That's another segment show. But God had already told me that actually this particular caller would set the scene for what he wanted spoken. Because when I got on, I was still clueless to what God wanted me to do. And as I began to just meditate and let the Spirit of God speak through me, he said, open the line for this one caller and that's going to be your segment show tonight. So this is what needed to be aired out tonight. There's more to it. You can't get everything in a 30-minute segment show. But, again, I thank you all for listening live. I thank God for every code 832 again and 347 that is traveling on this hour. So I cannot open up the lines to them because it ain't no telling what you're going to hear. But I just thank them for still being on the road and still calling into the show. I thank those that are listening via internet and those that will come in the archives. Take tonight's lesson and let it minister to your soul. And even the scriptures that I gave you, I'll take them and read them. I know I talk real quick, but the Holy Spirit will bring you back to everything that I have spoken. God bless you. I love you all. Make sure you tune in live on every Monday, every Wednesday for Relationship Night, and again every Friday. God bless you all, and thank you for calling into the show.